Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Wow, it's nearly Friday. How did that happen? And this is Mills. Hope you're all right today. Thanks to everyone on the text for looking after my diary.
Looking after your diary?
Yep.
What do you mean?
Because tonight is the night where I am going to Chris Moyles' house for dinner.
That's nice.
It is nice. I haven't been around there for a while. I know Chris was obviously mentioning it a lot this morning. And yeah, I'm going to go around. Some people don't believe that I will turn up. And what will happen is that tomorrow morning, Chris Moyles will come on air and go, well, I had the stir fry ready, and at 10 to 10, I got a text coming through saying that I can't make it tonight. That won't happen.
You sure?
It will not happen.
You aren't
going to
buy him out.
No, I am not. He shouted at me across the street yesterday, Oi, Olympic torch. And I went, why are you calling me Olympic torch? Because you never go out. So I have rectified that situation, and tonight me and Chris and Sophie are going to have a prawn stir fry at Moyles' house.
I think it's because you shine brightly.
Yeah. Also, I said prawns. Is that advisable on a Thursday?
No, really not. Prawns are a Monday or Sunday night food.
Okay.
I've told you this before.
Chris, if you're listening, can we change it to chicken? Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Claire in Reading wants to know, she obviously not heard this before, Becky, why are prawns only a Sunday or Monday night food?
Because I think they're a higher risk of food poisoning, therefore it's better to eat them on a Sunday or a Monday night when you can have time off in work time rather than time off in your own time.
Do prawns swim at sewage outlets with their mouths open?
Has been rumoured. Oh. I think, like crayfish, they don't eat nice stuff either.
You know, this show is put on in the management office, don't you?
I'm not saying that I do this or live
well,
by this
sound,
rule.
You sound like you have worth, a lot of expertise in it.
It's worth bearing in mind.
So there we are, Claire and Reading, and everyone else that asked, that's why you shouldn't eat prawns on a Sunday or Monday night.
Having prawns?
No, you should. You shouldn't eat them on a Friday night because it's real in your weekend.
Oh, right, okay.
Are you having prawns this weekend?
No.
Also, quite a few people on the text saying, you have to go round, you can't flake out tonight, because Chris has taken his meat out. I thought we were having prawns.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Right, have you ever told maybe a little tiny bit of a lie, and it's snowballed, and it's got to a point where it's got out of control, and you just can't stop it? And you have to either confess, or you're going to be in big trouble. Just a little kind of thing, you're like, well, that won't matter if I say that. And then
I suppose so, yeah, but I'm more interested in yours.
Right, okay, but this isn't mine.
Oh, was it a friend's?
It is one of my flatmate's friends.
Oh, right.
Who was telling me this
last
night.
That's a variation on who you normally use.
Who do I normally use?
Well, you normally just use a friend as cover for your own unfortunate stories, but now you're using a flatmate's friend.
Believe me, Chops, this is not me.
Okay.
Okay? So he pulled this girl.
Okay.
Okay, right, so you're not me. And he said that his name is Jordan, okay?
Right.
So he's like, yeah, my name's Jordan. Now, he thought he was going to just be maybe, like, I don't know, maybe a bit of a fling,
mm-hmm.
Okay? His name isn't Jordan at all. It's right. Paul.
Right.
Okay? So he thought, well, I'll just say it. I don't know why
he's done
this.
Did he want to appear more exotic?
I don't, maybe. Is Jordan more exotic than Paul? I don't know.
For a boy, maybe.
But he just went, yeah, my name's Jordan. His name isn't that at all. And now they're kind of going out together. And he's going to have to confess really quite soon that his name is in fact Paul and not Jordan.
Right.
And it's all going to go wrong. He's either got to say, yes, I've told a lie there, or he's going to be in big trouble.
Well, not that big a trouble.
Well, why would you lie about your name anyway?
Couldn't he kind of just say maybe he was a bit drunk when he first met her and he couldn't remember.
I just forgot my name.
He couldn't remember what he was called.
It happens.
It does happen.
And also, Jordan, Paul, really similar, aren't they? You could easily get those two mixed up.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
It's like that thing, we're talking about lies that just snowball and you're going to have to make a confession at some point. That thing where I said I could play the harp, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Ages ago. And I was like, yeah, I can play the harp. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said it, I had some wine. And then someone was like, oh, you can play at my wedding. And then there was a whole thing where I was going to have to learn to play the harp. Thankfully, the people concerned have forgotten all about it.
Well, maybe not now.
Oh, yeah.
Rubbish. Just reminded
this, this goes out across the whole country, doesn't it?
Damn. Across the world.
Oh, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
Also, loads of our listeners have... they just changed their names on nights out. Like, there's a bloke called Will in Swansea who says, yeah, when I'm out, I just call myself Gary to avoid any comebacks.
Ah.
So people have names for themselves just on nights out.
I love the way you're kind of faking surprise that people might change their name on their night out, just so there's no comeback.
And also, I would never do that. What?
The number of times I've been out with you and you've told people you're called Dave Pearce.
No, I have not. Yeah, well, what about that time I went out with you?
What?
And you said you were Sarah HB.
What?
Who? A lot of our listeners have also done research, a worrying amount, have done research into changing their name by deed poll. Is that really, like, I know it's fairly easy to do, but, like, it's a bit drastic, isn't it?
I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far either. Radio 1 Podcast. Sorry, I was just trying to get a firefighter on the air then.
A fire what?
Firefighter.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to, he can't do it. At the moment, because he's, I don't know, I don't can think he's fighting a fire right now. Not, he's got to not get his hose out, but I think he is quite busy, so...
Can sorry. I read the text he sent in?
That was Lee, yeah, go on.
You would hope he isn't fighting a fire at the moment, because he texted in and then answered his phone when you rang.
That's true, yeah.
My job is a firefighter, says Lee in Hampshire, but when I'm out in town, I'm a biscuit designer.
What?
I invented the jammy dodger with the custard in.
I'm sorry, but I think surely girls would like a firefighter...
What,
rather than a biscuit designer.
Rather than the jammy dodger inventor.
I would think so. Oh. Yeah.
I reckon Becky will probably go for the jammy dodger inventor.
Yeah, okay, but not all girls like Becky, are they? Podcast. Hooray, she's back. It's the Posh Radio 4 lady reading out some more of your texts and emails that you've been sending in this week that you want us to answer on Dear Scott. Here's one to wet your whistle a little bit. The Barry Island text has been back on.
Ooh, Henry Penry, mon.
That's it.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Henry Penry, mon.
To be fair, though, what more do you need to say about him?
True.
I know they mean Rupert Penry Jones.
Mm. Are you still got a little thing about him?
Yeah. Did you? He was on some posh old period drama that I had to watch the other night just to see him. Was it on a bank holiday?
Yeah, it was
Monday?
On Monday, wasn't it?
Is that
it's not
BBC
a period
4?
Drama, is it? It's like set just before the war, but I had to watch that. They were all in like old clothes and stuff, but I had to watch that.
I hate it when people are in old clothes.
Why?
It makes me not want to watch it at all. As soon as someone comes on with something frilly on and up to the neck.
Yeah, I can't.
So you can only watch TV shows where they have nice clothes?
Well, not nice clothes. I just can't do, you know, costumes from other centuries.
I can sometimes on a Sunday night between 8 and 9,
no,
but
no
other time.
I can't. I don't mind if they're like old-fashioned clothes, like 80s, 70s.
You were well into Casualty 1900 and whatever.
Yeah,
that was the only one.
Only because you hoped for a part in it.
Ooh, Henry Penry, mon.
More from the PR4L after 5.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Radio 1. Lily Allen and 22, and this is Pitbull, I Know You Want Me. I saw the video of Lily Allen's cameo appearance on Neighbours earlier, which she filmed, I think, about 3 or 4 months ago, because she was tweeting about it. It's longer than any of my TV appearances in soaps.
It's not saying a great deal.
About 30 seconds.
Does she have any lines?
Yeah, yeah. She is on Erinsborough FM or something. They have their own radio station.
Okay.
And she's being interviewed and the DJ goes, oh, yeah, Lily Allen, will you play us a song? And then she goes, yes, of course I will. And then they go, oh, ripper. And then she goes, when he was 22. And that was it. But like I said, it's better than stay away from them bad boys, yeah?
Right.
Yeah, it's good though.
Okay.
It's worth a watch. It looks really hot in it. And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we read out your texts and emails that you've been sending in this week. The PR4L does the business. Let's go.
Dear Becky, Chappers and Scott, this is for Becky and Scott. Okay. I just thought you should know, if you didn't already, that Chappers is doing a bit of moonlighting. He has been for some time now working on North West Tonight alongside the legend Gordon Burns as the sports reader. Lots of love from Ellie off of Cheshire. Winking smiley.
How do you do that? It's on at the same time.
I don't do that.
P.S. Chappers, you had better smarten up on the programme because my grandma is not impressed. She thinks you look like a tramp. Lol. smiley.
It's not me.
XXXXXX.
Right, so you're saying it's not you on North West tonight?
It's not me on North West tonight, no.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple of examples here.
Thank you very much, Ranveer. Not like Lisa to lose her voice, is it?
Oh, right. Is that supposed to be you?
That isn't me.
Anyway, talk about a wet blanket. Last night's 2020 international at Old Trafford between England and Australia was abandoned without a ball being bowled.
Well, I can see what they mean.
What? That doesn't even sound like me.
It doesn't really look like you.
And that bloke, have you seen a picture of him?
Yes, he doesn't look like you at all.
He's called, he's their sports guy in the Northwest, Tony Livesey. He's about 10 years older than me. Right.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He does look
farce, fiasco, washout. Harsh words after a harsh summer for Lancashire when it comes to bums on seats.
No,
that's
not
just a bloke with a northern accent.
That's true, yes.
It's not even close.
I'm with you.
He does have a slight sarcastic chapper's air, but apart from that, no.
What, you mean anyone from Manchester? It could be anyone.
No, the sarcasm bit.
Oh, okay.
Well, that is kind of most people from Manchester. So.
Which is why I like Manchester so much.
Yeah, and I have quite nice suits now.
Yeah. You'd never go on telly without wearing a tie, would you?
Well, I did the other night, actually. But no, most times now it's ties. Is serious, it? Proper stuff.
Wow.
So that isn't me.
No, that's not him.
So you can
tonight.
Tell your nan to stop worrying.
Yeah, it's not Chappers that looks like a tramp. Please take it up with your local TV company. Next.
Scott, you really need to be careful when you go to the toilet. We went on Norfolk Broads when I was little and a huge goose bit my dad's bum. Stace, XX.
I really wonder what that was about for a second, but now I think that you are talking about my narrow boat trip, which I'm having this weekend. The lady from the company that I'm hiring the boat from was listening to the show yesterday, and I did get an email this morning with all the points that we raised.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
On the show. Yeah, no internet, as we said. No TV. Well, there is a TV, but apparently the reception's really bad.
Okay.
There's no Sky or Virgin or anything like that.
Do you have to get your own sailor's outfit? Have you found that out yet? Because that's what you're most worried about.
Own sailor's outfit, own food, own towels. Don't know about bedding.
Okay.
She's getting back to me on that.
All right.
And there isn't a race on, despite what you said, because I was a bit worried there was going to be like the boat equivalent, the canal equivalent of a London Marathon on after what
is
we were
that not
yesterday.
On?
She's investigating it, but she doesn't think so.
Well, according to that flyer that we found, it's definitely on.
Also, I think I've managed to persuade my flatmate to sail the boat and not me so much.
Okay.
So that's good.
So you're actually just going to do nothing?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, okay.
Oh, Immy's been on, by the way. Remember we spoke to her on the barge yesterday?
She wasn't very happy.
She wasn't having a great time. We'll get her back on in a second. Next! Next!
Hi, Scott. When I ask my 17-month-old to smell my cheese, he gets down and smells my feet. His nana says I'm cruel teaching him this. What do you think? Anna, Carlisle.
Anna, you are paying far too much attention to people like Bob Sinclair.
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclair and smell my cheese.
That was pieces of cheese that Bob bought in because he's a big fan of cheese. It's not meant for people to smell your feet.
No.
Really not. Next.
To Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Throughout the summer, we have started to listen to your podcasts and have now caught up with all of them. We can't believe we hadn't listened to them before. They make us laugh so much.
Cheers.
Well, the point of this email is that we have been at our grandparents' house during the summer. They are off of Portsmouth. But they just do the strangest things. For example, at every meal, they have boiled potatoes. It has just got too much. We don't think we can eat another boiled potato.
See, in my experience, grandparents find something they like and then they just have it again and again and again. And they don't like to break the routine by maybe having a baked or a fried potato, do they? Or see, that once they've cottoned on to something, they just love it.
And our granddad, we love him, but he thinks he's an amazing cook and he's really not. He stews stir fry. So instead of being crunchy, it's soggy. Mmm, tasty.
Mm-mm.
Also, they just bought a Nintendo Wii and are very obsessed with it. I was just wondering if many grandparents have a Wii. Is it normal?
Not a Nintendo one. The other type, a lot, yes. Whose grandparents have a Nintendo Wii?
I think nans and granddads playing Wii would be hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's
really
weird.
Good fun.
Oh, and another thing, our nan goes clubbing. Our nan! She's 64 and thinks she's 24.
Wrong.
She has a gay best friend who is 30-something and he takes her out.
I love this, though. Is that wrong?
No.
Clubbing?
64.
No.
Not
it's at got
all. A GBF, so it's fine.
Before you think our family are nuts, we really aren't. We are all pretty normal, actually. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were wondering, if you read this out, listeners could tell us whether their grandparents act the same way. Smiley. Oh, and if Becky is still looking for some grandparents, she is very welcome to share ours. Love you, Bethan and Ellie, South Wales, XX.
We were talking about this a while ago, how Becky misses having grandparents, and
I'll give them a go on the computer game, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
What about the clubbing with the gay best friend?
I'm not sure about that, but
they're
like
past it now,
tennis or boxing, I'll take them on it.
Okay, so yes to the Nintendo, no to the clubbing.
No to clubbing.
Okay. Next.
Hi, Scott. Please can you pass this on to Becky? I was listening recently when she was saying how amazing the Knowles is. Wait until she sees this. Please listen until the end and absorb the passion of the man. Let us know your thoughts. Leanne and the Natural History Team in Bristol.
Oh, is this from BBC people?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Hello, Natural History Team in Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I accidentally said that I really like Nick Knowles last week.
What do you mean you accidentally said?
Well,
you've got a half-naked picture of him up on your computer.
I think it was misunderstood.
Top half, I just love.
But then everyone texted in saying that they absolutely loved him too.
A lot of ladies have got a lot
alone.
Of love for the Knowles, it has to be said. And he is on everything, isn't he?
Yeah,
what's
he
the
is.
Latest thing he was on that you were texting me the other day?
He was on the lottery thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, guesstimation.
And he's on that Wildest Dreams as well. He was on BBC Breakfast this morning.
Was he?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Just chatting.
You're obsessed.
Posh Radio 4 texted me to say that she'd seen him in some really nice pale jeans on there and I should turn it on.
Anyway.
You know all his TV appearances. You're obsessed.
I'm not.
Do you get, like, news alerts to your phone about Nick Knowles?
No, he's just always on.
Yeah, that's true, he is. Anyway, listen to what Leanne's found.
When we fight one another.
This is the Knowles singing.
Our hearts filled with hate. Who suffer are the ones who sit at home and wait.
So is this a record that he's made that we don't know about, a track?
It's called An Eye for an Eye.
Is there no denying those?
Is there anything the Knowles can't do?
To poison our minds.
Yeah, this maybe.
Why? Is it just me? I don't. That sounded a bit raspy.
It did a bit. Why has he done this? Do you know? Is it for some kind of, like, special event?
Is
or
it a
something?
Theme to a TV
show? Oh! Okay, I was wrong. There is something the Knowles can't do, and that's sing. Thanks for bringing that to our attention, Leanne. If you could email back, maybe, and tell me why. Just why? Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, bless. We've just had the sweetest picture through ever. Explain what it is, Becky.
It's Internet Sam's Nan playing the Wii at Christmas.
How cute is that?
She's doing bowling on it.
That is very cute.
It is.
Who is the bloke lying on a leopard skin beanbag?
Don't know.
Maybe Internet Sam's brother.
Right.
But
he looks massively nonplussed by the whole situation.
But if you look carefully at the Nan's house, can you see she's got a rock band as well?
Well, she has.
Dale off of Tamworth has been in.
And she must have some F1 thing.
Yeah.
Because she's got steering wheels.
Dale's Nan is 74 and she's recently bought a Wii Fit and had a Wii Fit night recently where the whole family came round. Now, Becky is suggesting that what we do one day is just get loads of Nans in the live lounge to play Wii. We put loads of Wii machines in there and we just get them playing it because she would look at her, she's clasping her hand to her heart. She's like, it's so cute.
Do you think we might need insurance for that?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can sort that out,
surely.
We need to cover ourselves against all possibilities.
What, Nan-related Wii injuries? I think you might be right. Right, it's 5:28 on Radio 1. You do want that to happen, though, don't you?
I really do.
Oh.
I know we
and
should.
And then you could pick. It'd be like X Factor.
Nan Idol?
Yeah, you could pick the ones that you want to be
shouldn't
your
really
actual
say,
grandparents.
Shouldn't really say brand name, should you? But I think it sounds better Nan-related Nintendo Wii injuries
Sorry.
Than just Nan-related Wii injuries, which
yeah.
is just thoroughly revolting.
See what you've done there. Hey, guess what? Robbie Williams is coming into the Chris Moyle Show tomorrow. He's going to bring with him his brand new single, Bodies. It's actually really good. Really good. Have you heard it?
No. You've heard it, have you?
Yeah.
Go on, give us a... Go on. Give us a bit.
Should I sing a bit for you?
No, I'd rather. Oh. Why don't you just play? You could end up sounding like Nick Knowles, so oh, no. Yeah.
And here's me singing Robbie Williams' new song, Bodies. Knowles has made the mistake. I'm not going to do the same one. Just make sure you listen to Robbie and Moyles tomorrow morning.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let me know how you do, please. I want to know your score. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, let's go on with this because I'm really late. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
No time for chit-chat.
No. Right, you know what noise a lion makes?
Yeah?
Go on.
Rah.
And you know what noise, let's say, an elephant makes?
Yeah?
Go on.
Can't Becky do this one?
Go on.
Oh, that's what
I was thinking. I even did the trunk.
Okay, do you know what sound a hippo makes?
A hippo?
Yeah.
No.
Do you want to hear it? Yeah, that.
Is that Nick Knowles again?
That is a hippo. It's not Nick Knowles singing. Actually, it is quite similar, isn't it? Yeah, same.
Never see them in the same place at the same time, no. Do you?
So, we went out onto the street earlier. You know the street?
And, stupid street.
We asked 8 people, can you make the sound a hippo makes? How many do you think could?
What, how many do I think gave it a go, or how many do I think sounded like that?
Sounded like that.
None.
Okay. Becky.
Just a sort of generic grunt, isn't it? So, 3? 3.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the people on Stupid Street trying to do an impression of a real-life hippo.
Would you be able to do your best impression of a hippopotamus?
I wouldn't know what he makes.
That didn't sound... No.
No.
Okay, that's definitely not. Next.
I have no idea what they sound like.
No.
No?
No.
Similar.
I have no idea what they sound like.
No, okay, fair enough. Next.
What does the hippo do?
What does the hippo do?
Yeah.
He runs after people.
No, the impression. The impression.
See, nobody
that
knows.
That is similar. That's the same.
What does the hippo do?
What does
the
hippo do?
Yeah.
He runs after people.
No, the impression.
I don't... Not really, is it?
Well, I don't think a human can get that kind of...
Yeah, you can, listen.
There you go, yeah.
There we are.
That's a no.
Next.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, same. That's
one. That's just a grunt.
That's one. Next.
Okay, would you be able to do an impression of a hippopotamus? That's what I think they sound like. That's brilliant. Can I hear it again?
No, that's just someone gargling.
She's just gargling, yeah, I was going to say.
Next.
Would you be able to do an impression of a hippopotamus? That's really good.
No, it's not, though, is it?
What?
Yeah, really good. Well done. Next.
You know what a hippopotamus looks like?
Yeah.
So imagine what might come out of their mouths. Sorry, can I get that again? That was brilliant.
Whatever noise they make, she goes, yeah, that was brilliant. No, not the same. Next.
So can I see your impression of a hippopotamus, please?
What?
She wanted to see it.
So can I see your impression of a hippopotamus, please?
What?
Not really the same either. See, no one knows what they sound like. So, one.
Thank you.
Just one. So, Chappers gets the point. Well done, Chops. No one knows what they sound like at all. I wouldn't have known what to do then.
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one. You know Jermaine Defoe?
Yeah, I know Jermaine Defoe.
Well, I don't, but apparently okay. He's a football player.
Right, yeah. He plays for Spurs in England.
Now, one of our listeners sent this in, so thanks very much. You know who you are. This is an interview on Sky Sports.
By saying that you know who you are, therefore you don't know who they are.
No, I've lost the email.
Right.
Sorry. He did an interview on Sky Sports.
No, it was an England press conference from earlier this week. So in the lead-up to internationals, England put certain players up or management up for interview. And on Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was Jermaine Defoe's turn.
Thanks for clearing that up.
That's all right.
Here's my question. During that interview, how many times did Jermaine Defoe say, you know?
Chappers is going to have an advantage because he obviously knows football, doesn't he?
Well, no, he's up. Yeah.
Well, I've seen the interview, but I didn't sit there counting how many times he said you know.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No,
it is quite a lot.
I think it's over 100. I think it's about 102.
Is he known for saying you know a lot in interviews?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you knew.
You know.
65.
Let's find out, shall we?
Ow!
Here's Jermaine Defoe in that interview, you know.
Jermaine, by the looks of it, that was a fairly lengthy training session this morning. You've clearly got straight down to work then.
The last check, you know, was, but you know, this time around we've got two games. Not only me, I feel great, to be honest. You know, it's been good. At club level, you know, it's been fantastic, you know. You know, it's great to come in, you know, feeling confident. But same as the other lads, you know, if game really, you know, I did say, you know, come the weekend, if I'm not playing, then, you know, and make sure, you know, that when I do, because, you know, it's only normal, you know, when you're sort of like, you know, it's definitely made me stronger. And, you know, I want to, this time around, make sure I'm on a plane and, you know, I want to work hard. And early days, you know, the season's just started, you know, we've got a whole season, you know, a long season. And I want to make sure that, you know, yeah, again, you know, you want to, you know, we haven't qualified yet, you know, that's got to remember that. And, you know, 3 points and it's a massive game. You know, we're going to the World Cup, you know, there's a massive game on next week, so you know, to make sure we win that. I think he's a massive player for them, you know. You know, Koluka, you know, he's, you know, it happens, it's football, you know, people get injured and, you know, I'm sure someone will come in and do a good job, you know. I think everyone knows, you know, when you're angry, you say things. Hopefully that was the case, you know. I'm sure he went deliberate. I think if you look at the tackle, you know, you can't blame him because I think he tried to win the ball. Pratchy's buzzing, you know, he's been fantastic, you know. It's been difficult for him because he's come in and at the club and, you know, he hasn't played, but, you know, he's been patient, you know. He's always got a smile on his face and, you know, he came on the other day. Yeah, you know, Pratchy, you know, he's a fantastic player, you know. I've played with him now for a number of years, you know. You know, he's a presence and, you know, but obviously, you know, and Emil, you know, Heskey, great experience, you know, played in major tournaments.
Still going.
You know, we've got, you know, there's a lot of good players because, you know, it's a massive game. You know, going forward, you know, fantastic. You know, we know it's going to be a difficult game. You know, we haven't played against them a few times now. So, you know, at this level, you know, no game, you know, you don't approach it as a friendly, you know. For a manager, you know, the main game, you know, see, I'm not the manager, you know, he makes decisions. Everyone wants to play, you know, it's great. But, you know, if you're not playing, you've got to try and keep positive and just focus, you know.
Oh, come on, Jermaine.
The subs, you know, are also important for the team. You know, it's everyone's involved together.
Would you ever think he would say that many you-knows, you know?
Well, I did watch the press conference. I did think he was saying it quite a bit, but I didn't realise just how many.
When you put them all together, do you know what I mean? There were 77 you-knows in there.
About 2 minutes?
Yeah, which is quite a lot. But Becky was nearer, so it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
OK, PR4L, Posh Radio 4 Lady is back on with the things you want to know from us this week.
Dear Scott, I went to the cricket on Tuesday and there was no sign of Chappers. What does he actually do there? Because he isn't on the TV or radio. Is he dressed up as a mascot? Thanks, Johnny in Manchester.
I know we've discussed this before, but just to clear it up for Johnny.
Well, normally I'm on the big screen at the cricket and sort of doing interviews with ex-players and a few other little bits and pieces with Kelly, who also does it. But Tuesday, because it rained and then because the ground was wet and
nobody
really knew what was going on, I actually didn't do anything. However, tomorrow...
The thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. If you go to the Oval tomorrow for the first One Day International, we are apparently unveiling a brand new game to be played in the interval between innings.
Oh, do you do passing games in the interval?
There's going to be a big new game tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure exactly what is the one that doesn't speak doing.
He wants to know if it's the one where you put a post-it note on your head with someone's name on.
No, that's quite difficult. It's quite difficult to do with 25,000 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
I haven't seen what this new game is, and I'm slightly nervous about it, and I'm not quite sure how well I'll be able to host it, but that's what we're debuting tomorrow at the Oval.
You'd be used to doing games, though. What were you doing, the Chappers and Dave World
Tour?
That's
very true, yeah.
Will you be doing that one?
Well, I wouldn't do those games.
No.
What, the karaoke one?
Well, that one with the trampoline you used to do.
No, that's
what about
so
the one with the
old.
Water squirter?
We don't have a water squirter. We don't do one with a water squirter. There's only a karaoke one now.
Oh, okay.
I think you'll find.
Anyway, I hope that clears it up for you, Johnny. Now we've got some texts which come in. Seriously, they don't stop, do they? They come in their tens every day from the Dootmund texter from Barry Island. We love these. And we never want them to stop sending them, whoever they are.
Oh, get up and close that door. There's a draft, mun.
That's just the kind of thing we get randomly every day to 81199 from the same number.
You tried Kilt Bang to clean your tabletop, Doot. It works, mun.
Kilt Bang?
Kilt
you
bang.
Tried Kilt Bang to clean your tabletop, Doot.
No. Next one.
We've taken Doll back to Toys R Us, and I was furious, Doot. It walks and talks, but you should have heard what it said, mun. Horace is getting nightmares now.
See, they're still brilliant. Still brilliant.
Comfortably numb at the dentist, mun. Ooh, Henry Penry, mun.
So obviously Duke Mun shares your love of the Henry Penry.
Ooh, Henry Penry, mun.
And this is, I think, my favourite.
Hang on, Becky isn't the Duke Mun, are you?
No.
All right. Hasn't got that much free time on her hands.
No, true.
This is my favourite one.
Ooh, ah, Timberlake. Ooh, shh, ooh, ah, ooh, sexy in drainpipe jeans. Ooh, ah, ooh, on a waterbed. Ooh, bouncy mun. Ooh, where's me candles, mun?
Was that one actually sent in?
Or Justin Timberlake.
Has she done that one herself?
We're saying it's a she. We don't know.
We don't know. We really don't know. But we know they like Kilt Bang and also Justin Timberlake and Henry Penry. Mm. Please don't ever stop sending them in, Barry Island Texter, because we love it. Anything else you want to know, send me an email, see ya. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.